Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming today. This will be the last time that I have an opportunity to speak to you as High Representative and European Union Special Representative. Let me begin by thanking you for the cooperation you have given me during the past 17 months. Many of you have been critical of me and criticized me in no uncertain terms. Well, that's part of your job that I know long enough as a politician in Germany and in Europe. But I will say that I found in this country a greater tendency than usual to manipulate and use lies publicly. The media should set a positive example of presenting the situation as it really is and let others play their games. Sometimes they should make more investigations, what is really behind, and not just repeating what others have said. When I took up my duties as High Representative and EU Special Representative in February last year, I said I expected this country's political establishment to step forward and to take full ownership for governing. Bosnia and Herzegovina and setting it on the right path towards EU and NATO integration. Well, I would not intervene when not absolutely necessary, and that I would use the so-called bond powers strictly when required for issues relating to cooperation with International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia and The Hague, and where the peace and stability of the country might be called in question. I have done this, sometimes in the face of criticism, but I have always tried to be consistent in following this policy. I believe it has been the right policy and remains the right policy for the future. By the way, it's also very clear, reflected by the last statement of the Peace Implementation Council, that this should be also the policy for the future. I think we have learned the following things. Some of the democratic institutions of this country do not yet function effectively and need to be made more efficient and effective. The bottom-up process has not been strong enough, and further efforts must be made to ensure that reform and functionality comes from the grassroots as well as top-down. Civil society is growing and getting stronger, but it has a long way to go. This is vital for Bosnia and Herzegovina to become a flourishing democracy. Certain key political leaders and elected politicians have been irresponsible in their actions, putting their own ambitions ahead of the well-being of all the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina. I would also say some have a real ideological background and to think they are right, but they don't think as much as they speak. The reality of the situation and the capability of the politicians of this country is make reforms necessary to progress towards Europe has been clear. Not enough progress has been made. I hoped that the transition to Europe and to USSR would come quicker, but this has not been the case. This country and its politicians cannot delay, and it needs a stability and association agreement and has a capability to initial one in the coming months. But whether it will be signed in this year, it's more than doubtful today. And there are others in the convoy of the West Balkans overpassing Bosnia and Herzegovina. And nobody should be unclear about the reasons. They are laying in this country and only in the second way in the region. This reality is clearly reflected in the PIK statement last week. Both sides in Bosnia-Herzegovina and the international community must work now to improve the situation step by step, still keeping a policy of ownership, but doubling our efforts to make sure it happens in reality and moving away from empty or destructive rhetoric. My successor, Miroslav Lajčak, is an enormously capable and dynamic individual. I'm confident that he will be able to move forward, that he will be able to do so by building on foundations that his other predecessors and I have laid together with the leaders of this country. Also, the current deadlock is a worrying situation. I believe that progress can be made in many areas with political will to move forward. Indeed, in some areas such as education, it already seems to be broken. Let's wait. Three education laws, the higher education law, the law on agency for the pre-primary and secondary education, framework law on preschool education, have been adopted by Bosnia-Herzegovina House of Representatives and are pending adoption in the Bosnia-Herzegovina House of Peoples, while the framework law on the vocational training and education has been adopted by the Council of Ministers and pending endorsement of the Bosnia-Herzegovina House of Representatives. This is vital for the future of this country and the next generation. It is important that progress is made on police reform in the immediate period. It's a shame that there was an agreement on the 5th of October 2005, the time of Paddy Ashton. And you can find there the signatures of politicians negotiating till today in not a constructive way. And this is a barrier Bosnia-Herzegovina have built up against the possibility of joining the European path with the SAE agreement. Well, political leaders have come close on two occasions in the last few months, and I call upon the party leaders to meet and finalize the details so that this country's journey to Europe can get moving again. Constitutional reform is now back on the agenda. Party leaders with whom I have spoken, each single together with the international community, America and Europe, came back to me with their comments on my draft paper about setting up a process. The draft paper was already constructed by the discussions with the Bosnian party leaders, and this will be extremely important now for the future of this country because of the game or perhaps the unfortunate situation that some couldn't come to the meetings scheduled, and others are saying, if the other not coming, I also not come. This is a usual play here. I stopped that process and said, here is the draft. This is the input you have given. I have put together in a constructive way where it could be compatible with each other, so the process could be set on track. And I think this is the most important thing because a constitution is not a question you just are talking about in the back room of any restaurant or any place. A constitution is a full process of the society, has to be transparent and has to be done in another way. I hope that after these talks and the draft I sent to all, the talks will be taken up in a short time, so that in this legislation period, constitutional reform make a big step forward. Bosnia-Herzegovina will resume its journey to Europe and has a lot to offer. Other countries in the European Union, but it becomes a full member. Well, perhaps I should say there has been some speculation about what I'm going to do now. Well, I will take vacation together with my family immediately after a week in Berlin, where I'm back to the political scene to give information on the German Parliament, German Bundestag, to Foreign Ministry and others. Then I come back here again, and then I will take family with vacations. This is done after I've made the succession on Monday next week to my successor. I'm keeping my residence in Sarajevo for a period, and I hope to visit regularly. Bosnia and Herzegovina has come to mean a great deal to me, and I intend to remain engaged here in my own way. But nobody should have fear that I've taken over official jobs. I have other things to do. I come sometimes. I will have my connections to quite a lot of municipalities, and this, of course, I will continue to have. And then I have other business to do in Germany and other parts of this world. So thank you again for all your help, because without media, the connection to the people couldn't be in the political field and in other fields. So thank you. And now I will be happy to take your questions.
Aida?
Now, after you have performed this post for 17 months, do you have the impression that the problems, the deadlocks Bosnia is facing, are less and less a concern of really the Dayton mandate, your Dayton mandate, and more a question of you as a high representative, as a representative of European Union, because the police reform and the constitutional reform are really not part of the original mandate of the high representative? So have Bosnia's problems grown over the original mandate, which is why maybe you could have not done more within that mandate during your term?
Well, I don't think that it is right to say it is not in the original mandate. After Dayton, it should be a functioning state here. And it is not. And if you see the reasons, then you have to analyze that very carefully. And then you see that you have to develop the institutions in this country to get a functioning state. And then you are coming very quick that to have the general line of politics to come to Europe, there have to be some changes in the police structure in this country. That is one point. And this, of course, is connected with Dayton as a functioning state to be done here. And secondly, the constitutional reform, because Dayton has never implemented a constitutional reform. They made peace and said, and now develop that country to a functioning state. And the functioning state has to be developed also by obligations of the high representative. So, and he got the mandate to analyze that and to take the decisions in this way. And of course, in certain stadium of the development, he has to give all participation to the Bosnian politicians to make that development. And so far, I think you are right. There are a lot of deficits to be seen. They are not closed, these deficits, but it is not outside of the mandate of Bosnia, of OHR or EUSR. EUSR not at all, because EUSR is a new mandate, and in this mandate also constitutional reform and the police reform is directly addressed. So?
Antonio?
Recently, you were pretty critical toward the international community's decision-making process toward the BIH. So, do you see any receipt, any better way how to perform by the side of the international community? And do you have what you will suggest to your successor, Miroslav Lajčak, on this position?
You see, if you have to work in some institutions, I think you have to make always good proposals. And the question of the coordination of the work of the international community will be always an open question how to improve that. It's difficult, but I think you can only solve that problem together with the international community. And I must tell you that I was not very happy that I have to give a lot of my time for coordination in the international community, and I had not enough time to make my dialogue with the Bosnian and Herzegovinian people and with the politicians here. Not enough time. And so far, I think I managed to achieve what was most important, and that was, of course, I had to convince the international community that there is a wrong decision if OHR really is closing in 2 days now here, or 3 days. That would be a wrong decision. And you have to convince the international community, because they have taken this planning already before I came here, and they have taken the decision just in the beginning of my mandate, and I was optimistic, okay, if they all are thinking it's possible, then we should do it. But then I have seen, no, it is not possible, and then I have to make a change in this opinion, and that was not easy. And I think that will be also a very difficult question for the future, because things are going more slow. You have to take more time. You have to be more patient. You have to encourage the will of the constructive people here in this country. And so you cannot say just, I go in 10 months, goodbye. After all the things happening here, after all the capital, all the investments, all the brain being put here in this country, it would be also no satisfactory result for the question for the efficiency of the international community. So we can see big progress. If you see now how people are living here, how the houses are built up, how the professionals are doing their job, how business is created, all these things, but there are quite a lot of deficiencies again. So I would say the international community has to do quite a lot to improve that, and to see the reality and not to have illusions and to make the wrong decisions because of illusions. And in so far, the coordination job of the OHR and EUSR is quite quite important, but quite difficult.
Željko Tica, Federalna televizija. Koliko se vi osjećate odgovorni za trenutnu situaciju u Bosni i Hercegovini, s obzirom da je politička kriza na neki način najdublja od kraja rata? Ustavni amandmani su propali za vrijeme vašeg mandata u Bosni i Hercegovini. Reforma policije je isto na neki način blokirana za vrijeme vašeg mandata.
Well, first point. You are exaggerating quite a lot if you see that situation is worse than ever after the war. I was since 1994 in this country, and the first 2 years we have to fight for the freedom of movement, of the situation of the refugees totally has a possibility to come back at all, to make the property laws. There was no law at all for ownership of property. So you cannot say it's now worse than ever. That's not true. Perhaps you don't realize what was 12 years ago here in this country. I know. I was here many, many times, and I had to tackle with the difficulties, and I have to see at this time what it means if people is not going from one municipality to the other one and couldn't go and was a fear to go there. So I don't exaggerate in this way, first point. Second point, you cannot change if some facts are here. One fact was that the parliament of this country did not adopt the constitutional reform. The United States had brokered this question about 1 year, but it was not possible to do it. And with this time, the pre-election time started, so there were no partners anymore to negotiate with them. And after the election day, you had about 5 or 6 months to form the government. Where were the partners? You could speak. I could speak with the civil society. This I did. I could speak with the municipalities. This I did. But to whom I could speak on the level of the government of the entities or the level of the government of the Bosnia-Herzegovina? 5 months, no partners. So I could start those talks 2 months. That was in May and in June. And in this time was quite a lot. We couldn't achieve what I wanted to achieve, but we have made quite a lot of progress in the police reform and in the constitutional reform to come back this process on track. So you have to blame that the situation, how politicians are behaving here, that if there is an election, you are losing about 14 months. In the pre-election time, nobody is working anymore really with the reform agenda. And after the election time, you need about more than half a year to make a government. So I think no institution, no international community could change that, or you will be a government, to have a government of the international community here, to have a protectorate, to get all the orders you have what you have to done to do. If this was preferred by some, okay, I hear that also. Too many are preferring that. Let them do. We are just used to get the orders, and then we are making our own way. That's not the way to come to Europe. It's not the way to be a democracy. So it's a crucial process, but it has to be done. And this reality has to be changed. And now it is visible. You see, in a you could also compare in a dictatorship. You can say there all things are perfectly ordered. Orders are fulfilled. There is no criticism. All is going in his line. And then you can say, now we have democracy. There is full of democracy. There are presses. They are saying this, and the other one are saying this, and this. Now, what you are saying now, terrible situation in this country that was never said before. That would be the same statement you have just made in this country.
Hoćete li nam samo, molim vas, prokomentarisati raspravu u Narodnoj skupštini Republike Srpske povodom vaše posljednje odluke u Memorijalnom centru u Potičarima? Mm. Kako komentarišete zaključke?
Well, I think they should calm down with their statements. The reactions to my decision enacting a new law on the center of Srebrenica, Potočari Memorial Cemetery, I must say, will be intentionally misinterpreted. My decision on the Srebrenica for the Charlie Memorial Center was not about a special status of constitutional change, but about addressing the concerns of the family of Srebrenica victims about the future long-term status of the memorial. And this issue could not be left open beyond the end of my mandate. Neither does it create any change in the policy competencies. And I just want to tell you, there could be a lot of games in politics. There could be a lot of a variety of opinions. But I think one thing this country has to learn first, if the sacrifices and victims of this country, mostly civilians, are murdered in this country, there should be an anonymous wish to honor and to give them back their dignity. And this, what is happening here, making those statements, are far away of such a behavior I just mentioned here. They are not really giving trust to the state, to the entity, to anything. If this is a reaction, if there is a memorial for the killed people in Srebrenica, and nobody should underestimate the psychological role of this, just only reaffirmed by the International Court, that if this is not done in a right and dignified way, then there will become up in this country much other emotions. And to avoid that and to see how to make it in the right way to these people is a first duty of anybody having any government or any power or any mandate. And as long as this is not seen, the way for a legal state one side and the reconciliation and giving back the dignity to individuals is long and far. And I have done what I feel obliged to do, seeing that this law, prepared for months and months, now came again as a ball in the political games by boycotting the sessions of the parliament, running away, not giving majority, not voting in favor, not voting against, not making constructive amendments if they think they have should be done further amendments. This is not the way how to deal in such a question. So then I have to make a point, and I've said, now it's enough, and I will do it in this way. And I think I have done this in the interest of the people, of the families, of the victims, of these things, of the darkest time in this country. So, other questions?
Almir Šarenka, televizija OBN. Kada govorimo o ustavnim reformama, postoji dio ustava koji se tiče izbora članova predsjedništva, koji je moguće i najviše diskriminirajući za građane ove zemlje. Kao što vjerovatno znate, Bošnjaci, Hrvati ne mogu, koji žive u Republici Srpskoj, ne mogu biti izabrani za člana predsjedništva, isto tako i Srbi u federaciji. Osim toga, postoji još jedna kategorija ljudi koji se izjašnjavaju kao Bosanci i Hercegovci, ne mogu uopće biti birani za članove predsjedništva, iako žive u zemlji koja se zove Bosna i Hercegovina. Da li namjeravate sugerirati izmjene u tom dijelu Ustava Bosne i Hercegovine, što uopće mislite o tom dijelu Ustava?
Well, I will not go here in the details of the Constitution. That's not the right time. and it's not the right place. You know that after this first package was analyzed from many institutions, also the Venice Commission made their comments about that, but you can only see that in the context of the whole package. If you are protecting equal constituent people here, you have always to be to create the balance between the rights of individuals with the Charter of Human Rights and on the other side of the protection of groups, and here mainly of so-called constituent people. In a constitution, you have to look at this very carefully in each construction and architecture and design of a constitution. And this has to be done by the leaders of this country situated in the parliament, because the parliament has to do this with a high majority because they are representing the whole country. And of course with this question you have also the question of the entity voting, and there the three constituent people are differently treated because one constituent people had never the possibility of an entity voting because they are too minor quantity, then they cannot achieve that in any case. So in a constitution, first time it has to bring back the balance of that. Because that was not done by Dayton. In Dayton there was an adding of some in constitutional amendments. First was Washington Agreement with 10 cantons, then was a centralized state of the second entity, then was the constitution, the roof of one state governing to two entities totally different in their structure, but governing the same laws, the same administration. This cannot function. Therefore, constitutional reform is a must, and I said it again to you, that if you take it seriously what is said, that you have to provide a stability, a sustainable stability, then you have to address constitutional reform, even as OHR and as USR in any case. So I only can say that I cannot give you here now to one problem a detailed proposal because you will see the balance of the whole. And therefore we need professionals, professional expertises in such a constitutional commission as we have proposed that together with the party leaders here. That they are pulling in this professional legal and human rights advice in the moment drafts are prepared and not after this. That must be done in this moment. Therefore, there must be a professional commission to do that. But with a very firm political will, therefore, the leader of the parties have to be joined this commission. So this is two things. They have to be done in this commission and in the secretariat. And I think that will be the right way to do it. And I only hope that that will come after the vacation time now. I think now nobody is working in a very quick way. And I hope that my successor can bring this new process very quick to a higher speed than it was before.
Do you think the carrot of the EU membership is still enough to push this country forward in the reforms?
Who?
Do you think the carrot of the EU membership is still enough to push this country to the reforms?
Well, EU membership is, I think, a main orientation of this country. And as far as I know, opinion polls, you will see that the citizens of this country means that that's more than 80% thinking that the orientation to Europe, to be a member, should be the common goal of this country. insofar as this is right, but the second point will be how to get a sustainable legal state here, in any case. And I know that discussion about that, how could that happen, what happened here, sometimes is starting much, much later than you think. It is starting in the moment the next generation is asking the parents, how could that happen? What did you do in this time? Why didn't you take any step against that? Why these circumstances? How you can assure that this will not never come back? All these discussions are starting if the young people is making up their minds and start to think about history of their own home and country. So this is then a situation to have additional to the goal of Europe, that you want to live in a country, human rights are respected, legal state is functioning, and your freedom can really practice, and it's not just only a paperwork. I think these questions are very, very important, but they will be additionally come, and then you will see that the way to Europe is helping also to answer those questions, because then you start to see the comparisons. How did this happen in other countries? Then you will see that they had to work in the same way, that they had also the black sides of their history in the same way, and they had to overcome that. So then you get also encouragement. Europe will be an encouragement to overcome the deficits of your own country.
Tarik?
Yeah. Tarik Lazović, Dnevni Avaz. Da li mislite da je situacija u Srbiji i pitanje rješavanja statusa Kosova uticala na vaš rad u BiH?
Well, I will tell you in one very simple way. Because all the internationals on the middle level and on the high level in Europe, they are talking each week about Kosovo and don't have any focus anymore Bosnia-Herzegovina, and that's a big mistake. And therefore, they are not really close to the development here. And I have to bring back them all the time. Well, that's not just only a question the last 10 minutes in the next meeting. They are meeting about Kosovo and perhaps then about Afghanistan, internationals, and then perhaps about Iran and nuclear questions and what else. And then 15 minutes and before the end is coming, okay, there is also a problem now in Bosnia, what we are doing with this. This is not the right professional way. And insofar it had a bad influence in the international community. And on the second point, because it's not in the focus, and the media are in the same way, in the bad situation, that they are always, if you have the word Kosovo, then they are all there. If you have Bosnia, oh, yo, Bosnia, there's nothing important here, what's going on. So this is a bad situation. So on Kosovo is one reason that happened, that Bosnia is in the shadow of the public opinion on the international scenery. Second point is that it is used, Kosovo is used by Serbia or by others in Bosnia-Herzegovina as a tool. You know, if this is decided in that way, this will have a big impact here. Or if they are doing in this a separation, then there will be a model now also for here. So they are using these things as an instrument, not because of a right analysis that there are would be the same situation. If they are start to analyze, then they will see there's no same situation. But they are using this argument for their own interests. That's the second part.
Još pitanja? Okay. Hvala vam.
Thank you.